This is Sean with Voices of SAE speaking to Adam. Adam, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's going to be Stotchel.
Stotchel. So let's hear some stories, Stotchel. What's one of your favorite first memory stories when you got, you know, into the house, you're pledging and you're kind of going through the initiation and you're getting to know the guys and all this stuff? What's one of the first favorite memories you got?
Well, my first favorite memories, freshman year was definitely a wild one. This was before I joined, I joined the military prior to coming, but I had not gone to basic training in AIT, which changed my life, so I was a little bit of a reckless young fella. So coming to the house my freshman year, I didn't really know when to stop drinking, so, sometimes it just got out of hand, but I had a great time. Really, it was just a reckless guy. Just had a lot of fun, partied a lot, partied like every party we had, I was always there. But I was also an active member going through the new member education stuff, so I mean, I always took that importantly. Also, like, getting involved in the community service events, I'd volunteer for those types of things. So, I remember going to Crestview Golf Course and had a great time doing that. Just doing some volunteer work for the monthly Central Girls golf team. It's just a great time getting to know my fellow pledge brothers and also serving the community at the same time. So it was definitely a great process. I think living in the dormitories was definitely a good thing because getting to know fellow pledge brothers was definitely beneficial in that nature because we'd always go to the house together. We'd, you know, get our pre-party dinners in at La Follette at their buffet downstairs.
Yep, I did it.
Which unfortunately, they closed down.
They tore down the building, right?
Yeah, they tore down La Follette entirely. They just finished tearing it down just before December. So it's completely gone now.
All right. So what's some road trip? You got any road trip brothers stories?
Road trip brother stories. Let's see. We had some spontaneous trips to Costco many times. We'd always go to Castleton just to go to Costco just because we love going to Costco. And their alcohol prices are the best. So just right off the dot, we just be like, hey, bro, you're trying to go to Costco? And we drive over an hour away just to go to Costco to buy alcohol.
I said, what about, like, overnight stuff, road trip, any of that, like in vacations or anything with the guys?
Unfortunately, I haven't got to experience that with all the COVID and everything. With Patty, I never got to experience Patty before because I would have done it my spring semester, but I was at basic training and AIT for the military, so I didn't get to go that year. So, and then last year it got canceled, so I haven't really gotten to experience any overnight things with any of the brothers yet.
Okay. So what's just maybe one of your favorite stories in general that you think was pretty funny or just a fun moment at the house?
How appropriate are we talking? Is there no boundaries or are there boundaries?
Just imagine anybody could listen to this, so keep it be smart about it, but tell the story. You know, leave the puking out or whatever. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. One time we found two shopping carts, so we kind of just took them. We didn't know where they just kind of just laying on the street, so we just took them, and then we took them to the basement. Then we just started doing cart jousting. Put someone in the cart.
That's funny. Did anybody flip? Yeah. Did anybody get tumbled out and slam against the wall?
Yeah, we just like put people in there and like slam against the wall in the basement, or just like. Crashed the two cars into each other. It was just a blast. I mean, definitely had a drink or two, but at the end of the night, it was definitely no one got hurt, and it was a lot of fun. So definitely getting those shopping carts was Very innovative.
I'm 45. I don't think I've ever heard of shopping cart jousting, and I think that's a hell of an idea. So,
yeah,
totally approve. All right, is there anything else, any other story, or thinking a brother, or anything that you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, we live next to the Alcohol Anonymous house, and they're not too fond of fireworks, apparently. So in September, we spent like $500 on just a ton of fireworks, and we were lighting them off for like days in a row, and it was just every night for like hours at a time, and we actually got to the point where they just called the university, and they said we can't do it anymore, so we had fun while it lasted. We also had like mortars like tip over and like blow up on our house and stuff. We had a brother who ended up buying, I don't know if they're legal or legal, but he bought a quarter stick of dynamite. And we took a pumpkin into the basement, and we just threw a stick of dynamite in the pumpkin, and just exploded everywhere. And we had people behind shields and stuff in the basement, and just like watching this pumpkin with a half a stick of dynamite just ready to explode, and just blew up everywhere. It was just pumpkin in the ceiling, and it was just awful. It was fun.
You probably should have done that outside. Just saying.
Yeah, we probably should have done it outside, but someone had the grand idea of doing it in the basement.
So did anything get damaged?
No, nothing got damaged. Just pumpkin got everywhere, so we just kind of cleaned it up. And, I mean, the pumpkin was absolutely disintegrated.
That's pretty great. That's pretty funny. So what would be some goals around the house, or some future goals that you think would be cool for to happen, you know, at the house, with events or things with brothers or whatever? You got any foresight on what you think should be in the near future, or anything?
For the near future, definitely when COVID gets over and everything, definitely having more volunteer opportunities and more brotherhood events and things like that. I mean, COVID has definitely held us back for sure. We've done as much as we can with house improvement. House improvement is definitely a big thing we've been working on while we've been in this COVID situation. So we've like redone the TV room, and I know Tony's put some money into the bathrooms and things like that. So we're trying our best to, you know, make the house a better place and trying to keep it in the best of shape as we can. But eventually, long term, I mean, hopefully, you know, with the F&H Corporation taking over the house, hopefully, you know, getting a new house or, you know, completely renovating it would be ideal. And I think that would definitely make us best fraternity on campus. We're already the best fraternity on campus, but, I mean, having a new house would just be a game changer. So
I get it. I was the first pledge class when they built the house that you guys are in now.
Oh, that must have been nice.
Yeah, I mean, I literally, that previous summer, was walking through and the construction wasn't done. Like, the walls weren't, like, the structure was up, the 2x4s were up, but the walls weren't. So, I mean, we literally were the first pledge class, and that was, you know, and things got broke, and we'd had to fix things, and whatever. I mean, it is what it is, but... yeah, I think a new house would be phenomenal, and hopefully this can spark some interest with some of the alum along the path to get them more engaged and a little nostalgic in the process. But anyway, man, I appreciate your time, and I'm going to close this story section out, but just stay on the line.
All right. Thank you.
You got it.